This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
All right, back to it here, Fan Morning Show. Would you rather make $18 million and run the risk of never getting hit by another big, strong, fast, mean human, or $25 million or so, and, you know, maybe get debilitated and crushed and put in an ambulance? That's kind of the prospects facing Aaron Rodgers. That's if he's good hosting Jeopardy, and this is more than just a kind of a one-off. Imagine if he's good at this, and he starts tonight hosting Jeopardy, and then they offer him the job. You know, I would think about, what, Jim, what are you moving around so much for? You all right? Everything okay?
No, Linda's packing up for a little road trip, and she didn't realize that we were back on because I wasn't saying anything.
Oh, no. Well, good stuff.
She's off today.
Yeah. Oh, great, great. we were just talking about Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
You know, let's say that he was offered this job. The $18 million is the what Alex Trebek made in his last year as the host of Jeopardy. I wonder if, it's going to be real interesting to see how good he is, Aaron Rodgers is at this, but he's a recognizable face. He's a name. It could be. What if he just comes out and he goes, you know what? I'm done. They got their quarterback. The Packers, the writing was on the wall whenever they drafted Jordan Love. They wanted me out of here anyway. I can move to L.A. I don't have to live north of Manitoba anymore. It's nice. I could be out in L.A. I can make $18 million. And nobody from the Lions tackles anybody. Nobody from the Vikings is ever going to knock the heck out of me ever again in my life. This is good. I'd seriously contemplate it, Chris.
Oh, absolutely. And this is going to be interesting because everybody else who's doing the guest hosting thing on Jeopardy either has ties to the show itself, like that Ken Jennings guy or the other guy who was like an executive producer of the show or in the past or something, or they come from a background of like news or talk on television. And so this is completely different, but I don't know if any of them come from the background of preparing the way an NFL quarterback has to prepare. Like Aaron Rodgers has been talking about how he's been watching tape of Trebek. This isn't joking. Like he's watched and broke down and taken notes on hours and hours and hours of Jeopardy videotape so he can do as good a job as possible. And that, to me, that will be the most interesting part. Like if he nails the preparation, then all it really is just going out there and executing just like a quarterback does on Sunday. He may end up being the best option.
Yeah, he might be. Is Jeopardy the best game show on television right now? You know, there aren't a ton that are on right now. It's better than Wheel of Fortune, right? Like, we know that.
It's the best active game show.
Okay.
You could turn on the old Match Game from the 70s, and I'll watch an episode of that if that happens to be on, like, you know, you're flipping through and the Game Show Network is on. Or, like, Deal or No Deal may be the best still of all time. $100,000 Pyramid, some of the greats, but best active game show? Yeah, Jeopardy, no question.
Jim, what's the best game show?
Well, Plinko and Cliffhanger notwithstanding.
Uh-huh.
on the Price is Right, I would have to go with Jeopardy.
Okay.
But
all
not
right.
not as
See,
Rogers.
I liked Sale of the Century. You remember that game? Jim Perry was the host. I like that Jim Perry guy. You might not remember that game. Sale
of
the
Sharks?
Century. That was okay. Now, what were you going to say about
does Rogers, and I know he's Aaron Rodgers, but does he come in at the Trebek level, or does he come in at like the entry level, like if he was on a rookie contract?
Right.
So I don't know. Does he start because he's Aaron Rodgers?
Probably at least 10 or 12 mil. Plus he has a Hollywood actress girlfriend, right? Or did they marry? They got married, right? Or are they just dating? Nonetheless, so he's familiar with L.A. You asked that question. I bet he comes in. He doesn't come in at Trebek level at 18, but he's got to probably make at least half of what he's making in order to make the move.
And he's done okay for himself so far, I'm guessing.
Yes.
I don't think he's squandered all of his, you know, hundreds of millions that he's made over his career. And he's good on the State Farm commercials.
Very.
So he does have a little – it would be nice if Jake from State Farm was on with him, if he was one of the contestants or something. But I think – if I were him – excuse me, and I'd have, I mean, geez, you're at the end of the line in your NFL career, and you got this. Just go for it.
Dunzo.
Yeah.
Dunzo. Did Trebek make Jeopardy, though, or can Jeopardy still continue to ride a big wave with anybody hosting it? I think that's what we're trying to find out now as Americans as well. Like, was Alex Trebek the reason why Jeopardy was a success? Or are we going to look back on this in 2 years and go, like, it fizzled out, petered out, because – you know, Trebek passed away and it's done. Is it the game or is it the host?
It's more.
Well, the game's been around forever.
But Trebek
made it.
Yeah, but
it was never popular as when Trebek was the host.
Correct.
I mean,
it was a daytime show when I was in fifth grade.
Here we are.
So we're talking about. No, seriously. We're talking like 1965 or 66 when Art Fleming was the host, when it was a daytime. I remember watching it. We'd go. You know, I lived where you could walk home for lunch during elementary school, and Jeopardy was on between 12 and 12:30 every day.
I just did the old Jim Colony thing, by the way, and checked the career earnings of Aaron Rodgers. He's made $240 million, $250 million, basically. If he wants to do it for $1.50 an hour, he'll do it.
Yeah, so he's like right at Ben level in terms of money that he's made, right?
Yeah.
But here's the other question. Does academia, do they want a jock to host it? Or do they want a nerd to host it? Or someone whose foot is halfway
went to
in
Cal.
Some of the players that got into Cal in the Tedford era and through that. Let's relax. It's not there's two different Berkeleys, it seems like. They have couple different campuses, it seems like.
It's like that everywhere.
Go through the list of some of Cal's football players and you're going to go, "That guy went to Cal?" Berkeley?
That guy went to college?
Right.
What?
Anyhow.
There's a lot of that going around.
What's his salary this year that you have it pulled up? It's like he's like 25, right? Total cash?
Well, his salary is only 14.7. His cap hit ends up being like 22 something
which means he's already cashed
the bonus and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
He might have to pay back some of it.
Oh, well then go. Way. Go do this. Well, he's got to get hired first though. You know what? I bet he's going to be really good tonight. I'm going to be glued to it. I'm going to be flicking back and
as long as he doesn't try to do too much. Mm-hmm. He needs to be – you know what? This is going to be hard for Aaron Rodgers, who he needs to be a game manager, quite literally a game manager tonight. Don't try to do too much. Don't try to be too quirky or funny. Don't try to be – don't get out over your skis if the first round goes well. Just be a game manager.
Quite literally.
Don't get in the way. Yes.
The game manager. That's what you are.
All right,
Jim, we
got to
move it along.
Is to have, like, right, correct, yes. In other words, you have to have the proper one-word responses for correct
answers.
Oh,
he's already studied it, Jim.
Yeah,
Boomer outlined it in a Sports Minute in the 6 o'clock hour. He already knows all the affirmative and negative responses. He charted all of Trebek's. Over the years. That's how much tape he's watched.
Up next, one thing I can't watch in the baseball season. I can't continue to do it. And I think I might be done Thursday. Probably come Friday or Saturday. I'm done with it. I'll tell you what that is coming up next. Fan Morning Show.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.